Welcome to the On Deck Podcast presented by Line Star, your best player prop bets for today in MLB action on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Alongside my co-host Tyler Wieman, I am Shannon Somerville. Tyler, we are three in a row. I think they call that a hot streak. How about it?
Yeah. Hey, NBA Jam rules. We are on fire.
We're on fire right now. So you know what that means. It's money gun time and contest winner announcement time before we get to today's props. All right.
Money gun Fridays are the best money gun days.
Let's get it. Oh, it started a little slow. There we go. We're getting it rolling. You know, the one downside to having so much success and setting off the money gun every day is that I have to clean it
up. Just picking it up. Yeah, and now I'm not there to help you, so you're just on your own.
So I'm on my own. Happy Friday, everybody. Today is National Dog or Take Your Dog to Work Day. I did not bring my dog to work for that reason. However, he is in the studio, so if you see like a little tail in the background, that's what that is.
We need a good coop appearance, you know?
Yeah, should I just bring him up so everybody can see? Come here. There we go.
Oh, here he comes. Yeah.
Coop's ready to pick some props for today. All right. So, 3 for 3. So, we got to keep the streak alive. Before we get to that, though, I do have to announce yesterday's contest winner. Every day on the show, if Tyler and I both hit our props, one randomly selected commenter wins $50. So, without further ado, the winner for yesterday's contest is Valento Uchiha. He wins $50 because he commented yesterday. So thank you and congrats for Valento comment on today's. We'll get in touch with you on our YouTube video. And if you haven't already, make sure to like this video, subscribe to our channel, comment below, enter in the contest. We've been giving out a lot of money this week, so hopefully we'll continue the trend. And today is Flex Friday on Prize Picks. And so for us, we're giving out a little extra money if we hit all four of our props. One randomly selected commenter will win $100. If we hit our two main props, it'll be $50. So a little bonus on this Friday. So let's get to it for today. Remember, our picks are available on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. If you don't already have those apps, you can download them. Use the promo code LINESTAR when you do, and you'll get up to $100 of your deposit match. So we're just giving money all over the place, Tyler. Feeling generous. So where are you headed in the props for today?
I'm going to go with my San Diego Padres, and we are going Patrick Corbin lower than 17.5 outs. I think this line is just a little bit too high. He has been under in 66% of games so far this season. Padres work the count. They get lots of walks. In fact, they are actually first in walks taken. So they're in a really good spot to just make Corbin work. And on top of that, the Padres are hitting 377 off of him in 59 plate attempts. And win away, Corbin's allowing a 527 slugging and an OPS of 895. To put that into perspective, there are only 8 hitters in the National League that have a higher OPS than that. I think Corbin's in for a very long day. Very short, long day.
Yeah. Tyler, I know yesterday on the show you had a rant. I feel like the Padres must have listened to your rant and gotten motivated from watching the On Deck Podcast yesterday, because they put up some runs yesterday. They had a good day yesterday at the plate. Unlike
yes, and it was it's, you know, Corbin's another lefty tonight, so I think they can do it again.
For my prop bet, I'm going to Royals first baseman Nick Prado higher than 0.5 hits. That is minus 170 in some sports books, so getting great value on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Prado was, I feel like he's hit this most of the time I've picked him for a 0.5 hitters prop. He's hit this 7 of the last 10, and in fact, 71% of the time this season. Prado is a lefty bat. Better average versus right-handed pitching, a 287 average. And today he's going up against Rays righty Zach Eflin, who's actually been pretty good against lefty bats, sub 200 opponent average there. However, I just like Prado's spot. If he can't get to Eflin, I think he gets to the bullpen. He's batting leadoff too, so likely getting another AB there with that position in the order. I like Prado over 0.5 hits. All right, Tyler, bonus time. Who you got for a bonus prop?
All right, my bonus, I'm going to Kyle Gibson higher than 1.5 walks. It's minus 125 in sports books. He's been over in 10 of 15 on the season. Seattle is 11th in walks. They're only 0.01 behind Atlanta for the 10th spot. So they're practically top 10 in walks taken. Gibson has allowed a lot of walks this season, so let's go over there.
All right, I'm going to one of the hottest teams in baseball right now, Tyler, and that is the Cincinnati Reds. I'm going with Reds outfielder Jake Fraley, higher than 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs. It's about minus 125 in the sports books. Fraley's been hitting this pretty regularly, 61% of the time this season, 8 of the last 10. And he's on a bit of a tear. 375 average in the month of June. This is another lefty bat with better splits versus right-handed pitching. Today he's going up against Braves righty A.J. Smith-Shaver, who's pretty good. However, we haven't seen a whole lot of him yet. He just got called up recently. But this is a Reds team that's top 5 in runs and RBIs over the last 2 weeks. They've been insane. 11-game win streak, Tyler, for the Cincinnati Reds. Do I think they continue it today? I don't know, going up against a very hot Braves team as well. Mm-hmm. I think it streak ends today, but I still like Fraley over that 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs. This is also the one of the higher game totals of the day. It's in the earlier slate, so if you're playing in DFS, it's not in that main slate, but 11 is the run total in this one. Just to put that into perspective, the run total at Coors Field tonight is 11.5. So they're expecting a lot of fireworks tonight at the Dish at the Great American Ballpark, which, of course, is the hitter-friendly venue. So I like this for a lot of different reasons, but it checks a lot of boxes. And, in fact, I also like a prop for Ellie Dela Cruz. I like his over on 0.5 runs. Now, in the sports books, some of the juice is to the under in this one. However, he's hit this in 11 of the 14 games he's played this season, 923 OPS, and he's got a 390 average against righties this season. He's been insane. And listen, he's got to get a run. All he has to do is get on base. Have you seen his speed around the base paths? It's just so crazy.
He's so fast.
Right? So I just love that pick there too. So Cincinnati Reds on fire. Who would have thought that at this point in the season, Tyler, we'd be talking about the Cincinnati Reds as one of the hotter teams, and we're not talking about the Yankees, the Padres, the Mets, none of the teams I think you are expected to be at the top of their divisions, but it's the Reds at the top of the NL Central.
Sure is.
All right, you can tail our picks on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. And when you download those apps, use the promo code LINESTAR for up to $100 of your deposit match and play in our prop bets contest. If Tyler and I hit all four of our props, one randomly selected commenter wins $100. If we hit two of our four, someone gets $50. So we're just giving out money. We're on a hot streak right now. So keep it rolling here. Also, the tool that we use for the props AI that we are on absolute fire right now is the props AI tool on the LINESTAR app. It helps us out. Tyler, I feel like it's a great tool that kind of helps us sort, you know, like there's so much out there, but it really just to start, that's like a great starting point for us. And we do a lot of other research, but the props AI tool has been so crucial this season.
Yeah. And to be totally honest, most of the research I do is just on the platform. You know, there's very little I look outside of the platform.
So easy. And we have a free 3-day trial. You can check it out on the mobile app. So make sure to check that out as well. Or if you're curious about like what it is, we have some YouTube tutorials as well. So make sure to check that out. Now it's time for our home run calls of the day. Tyler, where are you headed for a bomb today?
You know, I got to go back to my San Diego Padres here. And Fernando Tatis is the obvious one, but I'm not going there. I think the price of Manny Machado is just way too high. It's at plus 450. And over the last month, he's hitting 310, has four home runs, an ISO of 205. But versus lefties, that ISO jumps to 500 over the last month. And in 20 at-bats versus Corbin, he's hitting 389, has one home run. So I think he's in a great spot to hit a home run.
It's nice to see your faith restored in your Padres, Tyler. It's nice to see you.
It's kind of. Just tonight.
For tonight, I am going to Los Angeles Angels slugger Brandon Drury for a home run at plus 285. This one has all the ingredients of a home run. I'm looking at his slugging numbers over the last week, 714, a 248 ISO versus lefties. Remember that MLB average is around 140 or so, so over 100 points higher. Sign me up. And then going up against Colorado lefty Kyle Freeland, who's giving up a 1.34 home run per nine rate. The Colorado bullpen is giving up the second highest opponent average in all of baseball, and it's at Coors Field. This is a recipe for a home run for Drury tonight. Angels bats in this one could go off at Coors Field. Wind is blowing in a little bit, but that doesn't matter. We like that elevation boost for those Angels bats tonight. What do you think about the Angels tonight at Coors Field? Are you liking them for your DFS?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be extremely high owned, so you got to look at that, but it's against Freebom, so it's interesting.
I love our little nickname for poor Kyle Freeland, who has the, I guess, the great honor of pitching at Coors Field for half of his games. I just basically spanked those. I'm so, like, excited about this home run call.
He also has, like, the unfortunate last name of Freeland, so it's very easy to just say Freebom.
All right, sounds good to me. All right, for more analytics, statistics, everything you need to dominate in the prop market and in daily fantasy, make sure to check out linestarapp.com, and again, check out Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Those apps, if you download them, use the promo code LINESTAR for $100 of your deposit matched. Friday, Tyler, let's head into the weekend on a high note. Let's make it four in a row. How you feeling?
Yes. Let's do it. I think we got it.
We got it. All right. Well, we will see you guys Monday and hopefully pick out a winner. Remember to comment below. We'll see you guys next time.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.